Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, happy birthday to me, but not my real birthday. No, my birthday is June 16. You guys should know that. This is radio birthday. Not necessarily today, but I've decided to celebrate a radio month birthday. Not because it bores people and people can't stand seeing somebody celebrate for a whole month, but because I want to thank you guys. Apparently, I woke up the other day and I realized that I have been on air for 15 years. Now, some of you are like, that's all, guys. It's felt like 50. Well, for me, it's only felt like 15 minutes. 15 years? Holy crap. And, you know, I'm with GCN, Genesis Communications Network, for most of those years. I've been with KDON, KDWN, for all of them. I started at KLAV January 9th, 2009. And I did my first show at KDWN, or KDON, January 31st of 2009. So January is my radio birthday month, and 15 years. You know, it's interesting because not only did I feel a little euphoria from going, wow, I've been radio for 15 years and I haven't gotten my butt fired yet, although who knows, it could come at any moment. It also was a little sad. 15 years. Okay, I was a little perkier then, a little younger. 15 years, that does a lot, you know, to a body, puts a lot of miles on you. And it went by super fast. In fact, I posted it on Facebook, and one of my longtime Facebook friends said, time went by fast. And it starts to kind of make you think about how quickly life goes. You know, one of my favorite sayings is, life is like a roll of toilet paper. Right? I'll never, oh, here I go. Right? Life is like a roll of toilet paper. The faster you get to the center, the closer you get to the center, the faster it rolls. Or the closer you get to the end, the faster it rolls. I messed that one up. Whoever wrote that, brilliant. But, you know, for those of you that do start to kind of look back and go, wait, okay? Now, I've been, you know, doing this for this many years. Always enjoy it. That's a huge, huge accomplishment. If you've been at a job for 20 years, congratulations. That's a huge accomplishment. And considering now, the average person doesn't stay at a job longer than 2 years. So that's huge. If you've been in a marriage for 27 years, like I have, that is pretty damn huge. That's amazing. But you know, I found a picture of me back in medical school that was taken over 30 years ago. And it depressed me a little bit. You know, because I didn't enjoy my youth when I had it. I was always like, okay, no time to look in the mirror, no time to date, no time to, although I was dating somebody that night, actually. I was Charles. I was one of my co-waiters because I waited tables in medical school. So I think I was dating him at the time. But in terms of, you know, oh, I'm young, this is my time to party. I didn't really do that a lot when I was younger because it's like, well, I got to, you know, prepare for the future. I have to prepare for the future. And so my 20s were gone like that. My 30s were gone like that. All of a sudden, you're middle age and you start to kind of go, wait a second. Everything I've done is for the future and I'm still working for the future. You know, I'm still building my show. I'm still working. I'm still trying to save. And sometimes you just got to stop and go, I need to enjoy life now. Now, I know some of you are saying, well, Dr. Dahlia, if you want us to enjoy life, go off air. No, I'm not going to go off air. Now, I never planned to go off air. I am so grateful for the honor I have at Genesis Communications Network. If they will have me, I will I'll always have them. I am so grateful to be able to have a voice, you know, and going into radio, I didn't go into radio to become a radio star. I went into radio because people were losing their health insurance. We were coming into one of the worst recessions that we had seen in our lifetime, and people had been losing their ability to talk to a medical provider. So I went on air, actually paid for airtime. I, as a public service, I bought airtime to answer people's questions. And it turned into a show. And I'm just so grateful that there were listeners, and I'm grateful for people who, you know, took my advice and then wrote back saying it helped. And, you know, if anybody is in radio and has been in radio for 15 years, it should never be about them and about their career. And anybody who understands radio, you don't make money in radio. I mean, that's not, I mean, there might be, you know, the, you know, certain icons that do, but you're in radio to educate. You're in radio to be a voice for your listeners. And you're in radio to be heard and to allow those that can't be heard to be heard. That's why we have Colin. That's why we have our number 1-877-DOCADOLLY. So people who don't get a voice, who can't say, look, this is wrong, or how come nobody's doing something about this? They have the opportunity to get their voice out there nationally, globally. GCN has my show everywhere, and you know, that's a gift. But, you know, with that gift comes great responsibility. If I could quote, you know, Uncle Ben from, was it Ben from Spider-Man? If I could quote him, that's, you know, you have a duty. You don't go on air just to be like, oh, you know, look at me, you know, it's my radio birthday. That's not what you go on air for. Although, present example excluded. You have a job to do. If you guys have questions for me, it's my duty to answer them. I may not be able to answer all of them, but it's my duty to answer them. If there's something going on in the news that you don't think is getting heard of, like there was a shooting, and it took a while until, you know, the news was able to find out what's going on. If I'm able to hear about it, I need to tell you. That's my duty. Now, if there is something that doesn't seem right, if there's a headline that's wrong, or there's misinformation, I need to be the one to explain it. And my background is medical, is health, a business owner, a mom, an American. Now, if I see people are misrepresenting the Constitution, I'm going to say it. If I think some people are wrong or misleading people about health and people are putting themselves at risk, I'm going to tell you. Now, do the right mask. Wear an N95. You know, it's my duty to do that. That's why I have a radio show. And I'm really, really grateful because I wouldn't be here without GCN, wouldn't be here without Kadon, all my affiliates, Michael Harrison from Talkers, everybody who's always helped me, and my listeners. Thank God for you guys. Thank you. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel and Jason, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So making big headlines yesterday, which we had spoken about, was a hospital in Denver that is really struggling. And Denver Health is huge. Okay? There's no doubt about it. They are have been a very successful hospital system, healthcare system, huge in Colorado. I'm licensed in Colorado, so I'm very aware of Denver Health. Grateful for all the great care they give my patients because I'm licensed also. I'm licensed in multiple states, Colorado, Arizona, Wisconsin, Washington, North Dakota, Minnesota, Alabama, Mississippi, Iowa, recently Guam, of course, Nevada. I hope I'm not forgetting any. But Denver Health and the reports seem to vary on how much money they've lost. But we are being told from the Denver Gazette that they saw $10 billion in additional uncompensated care in the last year. And they said the health system has largely, which the health system has attributed to the tens of thousands of medical visits from immigrant patients from South and Central America. They say the rise in costs coincide with the unprecedented number of immigrants. Dr. Taylor McCormick, the pediatric emergency medicine at Denver Health, said overall these patients don't have medical insurance. Denver Health is eating the cost for many of these visits. And this is something that we called day one. We, as a physician who's been in hospital since the 90s, you know, when somebody doesn't have insurance, when somebody comes from another country, doesn't have a job, doesn't have employer insurance, which I really think we need to change. Now, you lose your job, you also lose your insurance. Your insurance really needs to be independent from your employer. Now that everybody's switching employers every couple years and employers can switch a plan every year, I think we really need to change that system. But please, let's not go socialized at all. But, you know, obviously, somebody comes into this country illegally or legally, if they don't have, as we had mandated, you know, in previous decades and centuries, to have a sponsor, have a job, have a family that's, you know, there to vouch for you and support you, they end up needing public assistance. And our public assistance seems to be just a running faucet. And when we try to have a conversation about, was the money running out? Are we, oh, no, there's plenty of money. Look at the government. They're loaded in money. Well, they're not. And when you look at hospitals such as the one in Yuma, such as Denver Health, they're struggling. And they're being told that they're at a critical point. Denver Health does not necessarily ask or track the immigration status. But many have been coming from Colombia, El Salvador, Ecuador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. Now, 7 million people have fled Venezuela, and understandably. But America isn't built and isn't equipped to take everybody from Central America. Everybody from Latin America, everybody from South America, everybody from Africa, from Asia, from Ukraine. We're, you know, Eastern Europe, we're not equipped. Denver Health is experiencing record patient volumes among kids as well. There's been a 10 to 15% increased demand in pediatric care, and keep in mind, these hospitals have already been overwhelmed. We saw that with COVID. I had said for years, we don't have enough hospital beds. Then COVID hit, and what were Americans being told? Don't come in. Stay home. People were dying at home. They were told, don't come in. And in fact, that message is still pervading. You know, there's patients calling me with shortness of breath at the telemedicine company, and I'm like, you got to get seen. They go, the urgent care said, don't come in. I go, that's their job. Their job is to take care of you before, so you don't die. Who's telling you to not come in? Well, they say there's a 7-hour wait. Why is there a 7-hour wait? Well, it is flu season. It is COVID season. But maybe it's because there's not enough facilities for the population. So Denver Health gets money, as many hospitals do, from the government. Remember, the government threatened to pull federal funding if you didn't mandate vaccines? Which, by the way, when a hospital says they're full, sometimes they have empty beds. They just don't have staff to staff those beds. So you can't put people in beds without enough staff. So they say they're full. So there's a chance that there might be some extra beds. I had one patient say, it looks like the whole top floor is dark, which means nobody's on the top floor. Well, again, if you don't have staff for that top floor, then no. Also, that top floor could be surgical. You don't know. That top floor could be an OB unit. So that could have closed. So, you know, these hospitals, by law, will take care of you. No ifs, ands, or buts if there's an emergency to save your life. If you walk out and say, thank you, but I can't pay, they eat it. Or what they have to do is they have to turn it around and try and collect from people who can pay. So here you are, you know, with as a cash pay or with private insurance, and then you will be charged thousands upon thousands of dollars. You know, we talk about how hospitals need to be transparent. You know, why are Tylenols costing $5 a pill? Why are bandages and gloves? Why are these things costing so much money? Because they're trying to make up for the loss of people not paying. That's a problem. Now, in the olden days, you know, we would tell people, look, if you don't have money, you're not going to be able to, you know, eat or, you know, get, you have to come with money. You have to come with resources. Now we can't do that because these people don't have any resources. You know, they feel they're coming here not making a choice. Some people are making a choice, you know, thinking it's going to be better, but others, they're fleeing. So what does America do? What do these hospitals do if they don't have enough money? Well, one, we need to really slow down what's happening at the border and methodically figure out what we're going to do with each and every person. Because Americans are getting fed up that they don't have a hospital bed with their name on it. They're getting fed up for paying exorbitant medical prices when people are getting free health care. And now you have, you know, Denver Health, which is, you know, a huge and successful health care system that is being overwhelmed. They're seeing chickenpox, for example. Well, chickenpox in older individuals could be serious. It's highly contagious. Most of us are vaccinated, but immigrants aren't. I'm worried about the multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis that's starting to come into our hospitals. Multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis means it is resistant to multiple drugs, and we don't have that many more drugs to treat it. We might have to start vaccinating Americans because we're being exposed to these other things from other countries. From a medical standpoint and a public health standpoint, the CDC should be all over this. The Health and Human Services Secretary, the Department of Homeland Security should be methodically managing the border and making sure that everybody coming over is not, you know, does not have a infectious disease that could spread and cause outbreaks, and that that person has a place to go for care, for a job. If we aren't at that place then we need to get there before we have the border completely wide open. And so if Denver Health saw $125 million in uncompensated care, then it ballooned, that was in 2022, then it ballooned to $135 million, according to the Denver Gazette. You know, border policies, it was at $60 million. Now, yeah, people have for years gone to the hospital not paid. But it tripled. No, it doubled. It at least doubled. Okay, who pays that money? Denver Health has to pay for staff. They have to pay for, you know, biohazard pickup. They have to pay for sterilization. They have to pay for equipment. They have to pay for insurance. They have to pay rent. So if patients aren't paying, who does? So even if the government infuses money into them, that still comes from us. And if you thought COVID was the pandemic of the century, you ain't seen nothing yet. And I really worry. I am so grateful that I didn't need to go to the hospital and my family did not need to go to the hospital during COVID. But for those of you who did have family members who were told to not come in or were just in an emergency room because they couldn't get a room or a bed, you're getting grumpy, and I don't blame you. So if we are going to have a complete wide open border with chaos and all that, then you need to build thousands of more hospital beds. And you better make sure that money's coming somewhere to supply those hospitals. If not, maybe we need to look at the border. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEE.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. The House passed legislation extending government funding into March, a step that ensures federal workers will remain on the job, but does nothing about high debt levels, crossings at the southern border, and the war in Ukraine. Concerns about a wider conflict growing as the war between Israel and Hamas continues. Pakistan now has carried out strikes in Iran. More snow in store for more than 100 million Americans this weekend. Back-to-back storms spreading at least 3 inches of snow across some 18 states. The amount of U.S. Capitol Police threat assessment cases are up heading into an election year. Last year, over 8,000 cases, but that number is likely to go up. Ford is cutting production of the F-150 Lightning electric pickup after weaker than expected sales. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so some of you were a little confused by this headline where the drug makers of Mounjaro, Zepbound, said don't be using these for cosmetic weight loss. Like, wait a second, I thought it was supposed to be for weight loss. The difference is medical versus cosmetic, and they're not wrong. Even if we weren't talking shortages, side effects, when you do cosmetic weight loss, doesn't have the same effect as doing it for medical reasons. So I agree with them. So basically what happened is Eli Lilly, who makes Mounjaro and now Zepbound, the FDA-approved drug, the FDA-approved drug that is the weight loss derivative or the weight loss counterpart of Mounjaro Zepbound. Eli Lilly says Lilly stands against the use of its medicines for cosmetic weight loss. Mounjaro and Zepbound are indicated for the treatment of serious diseases. They are not approved for and should not be used for cosmetic weight loss. Now, this is something that I know might be confusing and might be semantics, but Zepbound, you know, is supposed to be for those who are obese, overweight, that have at least one weight-related condition, like diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, heart disease. And people are on these medications willy-nilly. You know, there was a patient I had that called in for, you know, something. I think she had nausea or something like that. And she weighed maybe about 140 pounds. And she was 5'6". And she was on a weight loss medication. She said, yeah, I just started it. I'm like, okay, your BMI is in the low 20s. Mid-20s. Why are you on it? When you use these medications, and they're for cosmetic, because you want to look better. Okay, and I get it. You know, most people say, well, I'm not doing it to look better. You know, I want to also feel better and be healthy. I get that. But if your drive is to fit into a bikini, you're not going to have the same success as your drive being, I need to get my diabetes down. I need to get my health in order. My dad just had a heart attack, so I need to make sure I don't have one too. And so when the companies who have been making a lot of money on these drugs are warning you to not use it for cosmetic weight loss, there's a reason. Now, some of you will say, wait a second. Every pharmaceutical company has, you know, a profit they need to make. What's their angle? Why would they do this? They didn't have to make a statement. Why don't they just still make the drug? What is their benefit to tell you to not use it for cosmetic weight loss? Well, I think one benefit is people are complaining that they're gaining the weight back, and they're furious. There are people who have been taking these medications for cosmetic weight loss. They can't afford it, or their insurance now doesn't cover it anymore, or their employer changed the insurance because the insurance prices went up. So the employer's like, okay, we got to find a cheaper plan. The cheaper plan goes, we don't cover those. Or it's in short supply, or they can't tolerate it because of their side effects. So the patients go off of it. They gain the weight back, if not more. They go online, and now these drugs are getting poop-talked, right, and criticized. And so these companies are trying to save face, going, wait a second, all right? These medications can have that side effect of you losing weight. But we are not advertising this so you fit into a bikini by the summer. Now, or you could fit in your 32 jeans, 32 waist. We're doing it because we have a obesity issue in this country. We have people with diabetes, high blood pressure, stroke. We're seeing cancer rates go up in younger people. There's so many indications for them that we have these drugs now that will hopefully help save that off. So if you as a patient want to lose weight, if you're doing it because of the wedding coming up or the summer trip, what happens after that? You're like, okay, you know what? I'm on vacation. I can now eat. You know what? I got my pictures in the bathing suit. I did what I need to. I finished the movie. I finished the filming. Now I can eat. Well, the problem with that is then, no, you're not going to keep the weight off, and it's not healthy. But if you are going into it not for cosmetic but for medical reasons, then you stick to it. And it doesn't matter what event you have in May or June or July. You're going to continue to do it because your health needs 24/7 care. So even for those of you that go, you know what, I don't have a medical issue, but I really want to lose weight, get the cosmetic aspect out of it. Don't be losing weight to look good. It won't stick. Because you take a picture or a selfie and you go, damn, I look good. You know what? I don't need to diet. No, it's too subjective. Cosmetic reasons are too subjective. Now, I'm not saying don't do anything cosmetic. I mean, you want to get, you know, your eyes done, facelift, all the power to you. But if you're doing weight loss, the more successful individuals are the ones who are doing it for medical purposes. The death of their loved ones scared the crap out of them. They can't fit into a seat safely on an airplane or in a car. They hurt. They have diabetic neuropathy, and they want to get rid of the diabetes or limit it. That will drive you to weight loss better. So you need to definitely have that in mind. Now, another headline that's been circulating is people are losing muscle mass. The faster they lose the weight, the faster their muscle mass is being lost. Well, you won't lose muscle mass if you're hitting the gym. Are you not working out while you're on these drugs? Who told you you didn't have to work out? If you're on these medications to lose weight, you bet your tushy you need to be in the gym, or you need to be doing, you know, resistance weights, walking even, dancing, exercising, treadmill. I don't care, but you have to exercise. You know, cutting and starving yourself. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Survivor. I used to watch it 20-some years ago, and you saw how skinny they would get. And then the next episode, when they had the award show or the final, or they announced the winner, everybody was heavy again. You know, starving yourself is, it only gives you weight loss finitely. Okay, you need to build up your metabolism. So how do you build up your metabolism? Exercise, building muscle mass. Every fiber of muscle you have burns energy when you sleep. So build more fibers. Beef up those fibers. Don't be taking steroids or anything. Just exercise. Be more toned. The reason why these weightlifters are so hungry, but they never gain weight when they eat, is because they have a lot of muscle and metabolism. You've got to work out. And so I think a lot of people are going into these wrong. And then they're talking about suicidal ideation with these medications, even though the FDA said they don't see a cause and effect, but they're investigating it. Maybe one of the reasons why people are getting suicidal is they threw all this money into these shots. They threw all that time. They basically starved themselves on the medications, went through side effects, horrible nausea, whatever, only to just gain the weight back as soon as they stopped the medication. Yeah, that could do a lot to your moods. Not to mention if you're taking a medication that's trying to make you feel full, how does that work on your brain? So I'm a fan of these medications if you have diabetes, if you have heart disease, high blood pressure, you don't have GI issues, and you need to lose the weight because of your health issue, you know, because you will die because of your obesity. Then, yes, these are an adjunct, but they're an adjunct. They are one small part of your weight loss regimen. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've been telling you guys to eat fresh food, right? I want you to get, you know, vegetables in you and healthy snacks. Unfortunately, we have a couple major recalls going on right now, and some of the foods that people are using to be healthy. Listeria, which scared the heck out of us back in 2012. When people died, had miscarriages, multiple. I think hundreds of people died from that listeria outbreak. And it was related to, I think they found it, it was related to cantaloupe and a farm that had contaminated water and contaminated equipment. Well, we have a recall from Bright Farms that suggests there might have been a possible listeria contamination. and they make baby spinach and salad kits. And it's New York-based, but they are distributed to seven states. Listeria monocytogenes can be very deadly. Could cause miscarriages. It could be very severe in those who are immunocompromised, kids, older individuals. So for those of us that like to buy our spinach already washed, I do. I don't like getting regular spinach because I can never make it clean. I always feel like there's dirt on there. So I buy boxed spinach. Unfortunately, Bright Farms baby spinach with certain January, you know, used by January dates and UPC codes, as well as some Bright Farm Mediterranean, chickpea Caesar, bacon ranch, crunch salad kits, Southwest kits of varying UPC codes, according to the FDA. I have some of these, I think, in my fridge. Might need to be discarded due to listeria contamination. Supplier Element Farms received positive tests for the bacteria during routine sampling of the spinach, so Bright Farms started the recall. And the baby spinach under recall came from Element Farms, according to the FDA, and the recalled salad kits could potentially become cross-contaminated at a Bright Farms facility in Pennsylvania. So, you know, these are things that I know I've eaten, and they're yummy, they're delicious, but listeriosis, whoa. According to the CDC, it could most likely sicken pregnant women and their newborns, adults age 65 or older, people with weakened immune systems, and your diagnosis is fever, nausea, or your symptoms are fever, nausea, abdominal pain, diarrhea. But sadly, how can it kill? Well, it could cause like a meningitis or encephalitis, causing headache, neck stiffness. So you got to be very, very careful. Retailers in Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and West Virginia have received shipments of these recalled greens, and retailers have been instructed to remove all recalled products from store shelves. So just to kind of keep you posted on that, what really bothers me about listeria is you could have been exposed 2 weeks ago and not know. When we had that cantaloupe outbreak, I think it was 2012, if you went to like a breakfast place and they used cantaloupe as a garnish, how would you remember you had it? See, I don't go out and buy, you know, oftentimes some of these things. So you have to be aware. If at all you feel sick, you know, don't just let somebody say, well, don't come to the urgent care, we're too busy. You'll say, look, I need to know that I don't have something that the FDA has had to issue a recall for. And that gets them to listen. And you know what? If they don't want you or they're that busy or that overwhelmed, don't go there. Go to the hospital. In the meantime, Quaker Oats have expanded their recall of granola bars and cereals for salmonella. The Quaker Oats Company has added 24 additional types of granola bars, cereal, snack foods to a December recall over salmonella contamination. Now, Quaker Oats is owned by PepsiCo, and they announced the additional recall in the U.S. and Canada yesterday. So their expanded recall includes the Quaker Chewy granola bars and cereals, the Captain Crunch bars and select cereals, Garnesa Maria cereal, Gatorade peanut butter, chocolate protein bars, munchies, munch mix, and other snack boxes that contain those. So the FDA, or the U.S., yep, FDA had received at least 24 reports of adverse events related to the products, but no illnesses have been confirmed to the foods. So obviously, you know, they're investigating. Now, salmonella can cause fever, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, stomach pain. But salmonella is a bacteria as well as listeria. And with salmonella, the infections, of course, could also be fatal. Most people get over it fine. But unfortunately, if you're immunocompromised, pregnant, young, you could be more vulnerable. So, you know, this was reported by AP News. So, you know, we've talked about how one of my favorite series has been like The Men Who Built America, The Food That Built America. I learn a lot from the History Channel on these series. And, you know, they talked about how in order for us to not get sick from fresh food, we had to have these options where we learned how to come up with plastic, you know, to store our food and make them airtight so you don't open up food and see mold. Or I remember when I was in middle school, my teacher told me she had opened up Reese's peanut butter cups and she had bit into them and there were worms in the peanut butter. I can't look at another Reese's the same. But how did those worms get in? Well, there were packaging issues. And over the years, these companies have perfected how to package and preserve things so you don't open up a product and get sick. Because, again, these companies, their main job is to stay in business. So you see worms or mold in their product, it can hurt you. And nobody's going to buy your product. They're going to not be able to get that out of their heads. But unfortunately, we're relying too much on these packaged foods. I mean, how many times have you been told, grab a granola bar rather than a burger or an energy drink? Eat something healthier, get some fiber in you. And so this sort of dependency on food that you could grab and go and snack on and packaged, many of us feel it's safer because they're packaged. We look at bagged salad as undergoing some rigorous process such that it would be safe. But the problem with bagged salad is how many of you wash it? See, if I buy a head of lettuce, I'm going to wash that lettuce. But if I buy bagged salad and it says pre-washed, I don't. Maybe you should. Do you cook your bagged salad? No. So that's why a lot of these bagged vegetables are always seeming to be in the news for recalls, because you don't necessarily cook them and kill off the pathogens. Just like with your granola bars. You don't cook them before you eat them. You rip open the package and you sink your teeth into it. And so it's almost made a full comeback, this full circle of, well, fresh food can spoil or mold. So we need to find other food products that could be on your shelf, have longer shelf life. But the longer shelf life doesn't have to be cooked. So you eat it and then you could still get exposed. So my recommendation is eat fresh if you can. It's healthier. Wash it off. Cook it if you need to. And mind you, I'd prefer to eat the raw spinach. In fact, that's how one of the reasons why I've lost weight. I have a box of pre-washed spinach, so I just grab a handful of leaves, and it fills me up. But if I have to cook it, then, spinach shrinks down to like a ladybug size, because of all the water content in it. You lose vitamins when you cook, so you think, well, I'm just going to eat raw. There's pros and cons to both. And so make sure you're diversifying your diet. Make sure you're washing things. Make sure you're being aware. And if at all you feel sick, get it checked out. Don't let somebody go, oh, you just got a stomach bug. People call it all the time going, oh, I have a stomach bug. We all got sick. Okay, well, was it food poisoning? Is it salmonella? Is it E. coli? Is it listeria? Is it norovirus? Is it COVID? Is it hepatitis? Still get yourselves checked out. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.